Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
37708.
37708, first and last name.
Christine McGuire.
Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
188 Huntsman Lane, Bean Station, Tennessee.
Thank you. I see your order was done on January 21st for $49.89. That is for our meal plan app. The order could have been done by doing a sweepstakes, where you pay a minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling of iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner. Do you recall placing an order like that, ma'am?
For a vacuum cleaner? No.
iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner?
Neither one.
Okay. So you don't recall the initial order at all?
No.
Okay. So what I could do, I could get your account canceled and I could transfer you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed the order, we could do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization to create the order. Will that be okay if I transfer you over?
Yeah, what I guess I'm trying to figure out, was there another purchase made on 2/9?
It's a monthly membership for the app, ma'am.
Oh, I don't want that.
I'm going to get your account canceled and I'll transfer you over to the fraud department so they can further assist you with the account. Will that be okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Give me one moment. Stand in line, please.
Mm-hmm.